Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's that time of year. I am fired up, man. This is my favorite time of year. Fall is here. There's a little snap in the air when you get up. The deer are running. It's pheasant season. The fish are running up the rivers. Man, it is a great time to be a grilling guy in Michigan. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, thanks, Jop. It is a great time of the year, and the reason is we get to shift gears on a lot of things, and one of the favorite things for the grilling guys to shift gears on is beers.
Oh, man.
And one thing we don't shift to is big foreign-owned national brands, baby. We're in the number five state for microbreweries in the country, and right now on the grilling line, Jop, we have one of the greatest brewers we've ever had the pleasure to know. It's Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are totally in love with Jawjacker, baby.
Well, listen, I got a quick little aside here. You guys do a great job getting everybody up for hunting season. I noticed that you happen to forget we waterfowlers. This is ducks and goose season right now. And I couldn't help but hear in your previous segment some great stuff about properly handling meat and so on and so forth. Where I come from back east, these old-time duck hunters, if it was 43 degrees or below when you were out duck hunting, you hung that duck in your garage, and the old-timers, they'd keep pulling on it once a day for as long as it took for that duck to come off the nail on the board. At about that time, it was ready to cook. So there's all different kinds of ways to have fun and doing it right when you're handling wild game. But I got three beers that go with no matter what any of your hunters are taking out of the woods this fall, and I'm glad to be able to talk to you guys about them today.
Yeah, now, speaking of your waterfowl, we had Ted Nugent on a few weeks ago, and he was talking about the Europeans hanging them by their head around a neck in a bag for like 5 days, and they wouldn't gut them. Did your boys out east do that?
No, they didn't gut them. They nailed them to a board in the garage, and basically when you can pull it off the nail without much resistance is when it was ready to pluck and get ready for the kitchen. But anyways, I want to tell you about, I know there's some people going, wow, that must be really funky. But occasionally, if the temperature got warmer, it did. But, you know, transitioning to this cooler weather makes for us in the beer business just a great season. We moved from some of the lighter, crisper flavors and beers into something that's a little bit more substantial. And down in Battle Creek at Arcadia, we've got three beers that come out during this time that I'm just thrilled about. The first one is Nut Brown Ale, which is a really rich, about six or seven premium malts in this beer. Just a wonderful caramel toffee kind of flavor to it, balanced very nicely with hops, but really easy to drink. A great, great choice for a lot of those fall dishes that include some root vegetables like turnips and squash and things like that. The second one that really gets me fired up, and one that just always steals the show whenever we're at a tasting or a festival, is called Coco Loco, and it's a triple chocolate stout. We use three different forms of chocolate in this beer, including cocoa nibs, chocolate malts, and actually about 15 pounds of 60% bittersweet chocolate. It takes a lot to make this beer, but there are so many ways of enjoying this, not the least being an awesome dessert float with some fresh ice cream, maybe from your friends at Plainwell Ice Cream. And a lot of folks never heard of a real beer float, not a root beer float, but a Coco Loco float. And then the third one, which is one of my all-time favorites as a beer in our lineup, London Porter, which is probably one of the highest-rated beers from all the beer enthusiasts throughout the world that we make. Again, a big, rich concoction of great malted barleys, and a real kicker on this one, about 15% of the malt is a German beechwood smoked malt. So you guys can think of all your grilling enthusiasts and your smoking enthusiasts out there that can have some fun with that London Porter, not only as a base, but as something to keep yourself lubricated while you're outdoor grilling and smoking.
So what's the difference between your London Porter and Shipwreck? I know Shipwreck's barrel-aged, but profile-wise?
Profile-wise, the London Porter, again, the big distinction is going to be a bit more hoppy, so it'll be balanced. That malt will be balanced with a much more assertive hop character and aroma. And also that shipwreck, obviously aging for up to 18 months in 10-year-old bourbon barrels, well, that comes out of the wood with a very distinctive character that's unique and quite unlike anything else. So two very different beers, both porters, but both with very different flavor profiles.
Now, I led you in by bragging about your Jawjacker, and you left that alone, so I take it we're almost out of Jawjacker.
I wish I had a case I could score you guys, for God's sake, but it flew off the shelves. We had a really successful season with it, and just goes to continue to amaze us that pumpkin spice or pumpkin beers are just an on-fire category for those that are enjoying craft beers.
The best pumpkin beer I've ever had, and I've really become fond of pumpkin beers, but that one... I can't tell you how. So your new facility, you'll be able to make a lot more next year with that, right?
Yes, indeed. We're on point to get the shovels in the dirt next month, and that would give us, hopefully by June or July, when we're right into peak grilling season, we'll be throwing open the doors to a new facility on the river in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Sounds like a remote.
I'd say for sure, especially if we can fire up some smokers and some grills.
Yeah, well, we don't come without them, so we'll be there. That should be a lot of fun. Tim, what's cooking on your grill this fall? You're a duck man. I've hit the pheasant and the grouse recipes. Give us a quick little way to prepare a duck, if you would, please. Don't mean
sure,
to call
yeah.
you
I
out.
Mean,
but
there's really two favorites that I have. I mean, I've always been a guy that enjoys roasting the whole bird whenever I can. But again, it depends on the species. Right now, early season still, there's a lot of woodies and teal around. And one of my favorite ways of dealing with some of those smaller species is, again, to pluck the whole bird. You got a nice little small, almost the size of a Cornish hen, maybe a little bit larger. And I'll marinate that in a little bit of orange juice. Some of our London porter. It doesn't sound like it goes together, but orange juice, a little bit of beer, some garlic, some rosemary, and I'll let that sit in the refrigerator overnight, and then take it out of the refrigerator, dry it off, let it come up to room temp, really season it well with salt and pepper, and hit it hard if you're inside in the oven at about 500. If you're outside on the grill, fire that baby up, get it really hot, put it on the grill, and get a nice crust on the outside of it. Turn it way down. Indirect cook it for about 45 minutes. Take it off, chop it into parts, and you are just styling. Put it together with a brown ale, a Coco Loco, or a London Porter, and it just doesn't get any nicer than that.
Tim, thanks, man. That sounds like an awesome recipe. If you wrote that one down in the dust in your dash, you're farther ahead than I am. We'll get that recipe from Tim and get it posted up there because it sounds like a good one. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for making time for the grilling guys, and we're looking forward to trying some of those Arcadia ales that are just coming out in the fall.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks for all that you do.
You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about a whole lot of reasons why you should buy a grill right now. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.